Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. These are your Comic Talk headlines for February 14th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day, nerds. In TV streaming, we are talking first about Chucky. Remember, we've been talking a lot about the split between Chucky and Child's Play, the people who own the name Chucky and the doll, and then Child's Play, the property that is a different doll now. The split happened, the movies are now one thing, and the TV series is another, and we got official announcement from the actress herself, Jennifer Tilly, that Jennifer Tilly is going to be involved with the series, the sci-fi series that we're going to be getting with Chucky the doll. So it's going to be all of the magic and that version of the horror, and not the android version of the horror. So, support from something resembling the original cast is always a good thing. That's all I've got. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about Supergirl, and this one is just a real quickie because I really, really enjoy Thomas Lennon, and he's going to be in Supergirl episode 100, so milestone for Supergirl. If you are a Supergirl fan, congratulations. She can now go into syndication. Episode 100 will have Thomas Lennon coming in as a return character. Even though this is the first time we see Thomas Lennon, he will be playing Mr. Mizziplick. I don't know of a better actor who could have done that character in live action. That's honestly, like, if they put him in the movie, I feel like Thomas Lennon should play him in the movie too. But anyway, that's what we've got there. And then our final thing, I was gonna do a reaction video on the YouTube for this, but it's too short and it's already kind of blown up. So really, if you don't know this piece already about Stranger Things, then thank you for using me as your primary news source for nerdy stuff, but I really doubt that I am the person who's telling you this. Stranger Things got a new teaser trailer today. Not only that, it confirms a lot of fan theories. I am going to avoid talking about the spoiler in the teaser trailer, if that's a thing, at least until the next episode, just so that, because it did drop just a couple hours ago, there is potentially those that haven't watched it yet, and there is even smaller potential that if you haven't watched it and you're watching this first, those people might exist. But there is a theory that gets confirmed in the 50 seconds of teaser trailer we got from Netflix today. That's all we have for TV streaming, though. We're moving next into movies. Movies, we've got an update on The Batman, and I'm super freaking excited about it. Batman Matt Reeves has posted some screen test footage to the social medias, and in that screen test footage, we get not only a picture of Robert Pattinson in the mask, in the cowl itself, but we also get the chest piece, which shows us the new Bat logo, and also shows us the symbol on his chest is made of a spoiler. Kind of. It looks like it is made from a gun. And if you read Detective Comics number 1000, then you will remember that Kevin Smith wrote into that book that Batman finds Joe Chill's gun, the original gun that killed Thomas and Martha Wayne, and he melts it down and makes it into some bulletproofing for his chest underneath the logo. Well, it looks like Matt Reeves is taking that a little more literally and is making the actual symbol out of the gun, presumably Joe Chill's gun that killed, again, Thomas and Martha. So, really awesome fan service. Like, it looks so cool. Link in the description if you haven't seen it and you're listening on audio. I'm gonna try and get the video portion of this up so that you can see it on the screen. But again, doing this in a hurry because it's Valentine's Day. Next, we're talking about Werewolves Within. For those of you unaware, Werewolves Within is a video game, is more specifically a virtual reality game put out by Ubisoft. And it looks like Ubisoft is trying to stretch their cinematic legs because they're going to be making this into a movie. They also apparently have a television studio that was news to me. So they have brought in Mishna Wolf to write the script for the movie. Josh Rubin is going to be directing the movie, and they have a couple of leads for the movie so far. Michael Chernus just signed, and he joins Sam Richardson, who signed a few days ago. So, that's really cool. Hopefully this will continue the trend of Sonic and we'll get another good video game movie. Next, we are talking about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And this one is a quickie, but it's a really awesome quickie. Rick Moranis has officially confirmed, not only he, but the studio have officially confirmed that he will, in fact, be returning to live action movies one more time for this Lego sequel, which is kind of awesome. Again, it will be starring Josh Gad, and if the rumors are to be believed, we will get a very small, very sad version of Zelensky, of Peter Zelensky. Peter Zelensky? Yeah, I think that's right. Zelensky, either way. We'll be getting a small, kind of sad version of him, and I mean very literally small. He's shrunk himself, again, according to the rumors, but that's rumor mill stuff. We'll get to that in a minute. That's what we've got, though, for movies. And then our final section, and the section that you've all been waiting for, rumor mill. We are talking about the Batman again. So it appears... this rumor is actually a rumor based on a rumor from 2012. So there was a lot of buzz shortly before Man of Steel flopped. Shortly after Man of Steel was what we got in the theaters. And it was that Sony, or Warner Brothers rather, wanted to do their own joined universe. They called it the DC Extended Universe, and the flagship, the big guy, was going to be Superman, which makes sense. And so Man of Steel was in production, and then there was a lot of rumors saying that, well, with Superman being this movie, they wanted to go in a direction that had Batman being young, and it was the Batman movie that we never got in that version of the DCEU was supposed to be a 2 years into his career Batman, and they were looking at Tyler Hoechlin, who would eventually become Superman on the CW. They were looking at him as playing Batman, and a lot of things happened. I'm giving you the short of it. A lot of stuff happened. People thought they were too big for their britches, and we got Man of Steel. And then everything started to fall apart. So they cast Ben Affleck, things went in a different direction, and again, everything fell apart. Now it looks like Matt Reeves, according to this leak, rumor, however you want to put it, it looks like Matt Reeves is picking that torch back up, because the rumor says that we are going to be seeing this version of the Batman will be 2 years into it. We are getting another different pretty boy. This time it is Robert Pattinson, obviously. So Matt Reeves is apparently picking that torch back up from 2012 and saying, I want to do this movie. And if that's the case, I really feel like, honestly, the bit of news that we got the other day that we've just talked about earlier in the episode, I'm yes, less pleased, and thank you again. Moving on, though, we are talking next about Spider-Woman. More rumors around Spider-Woman. This time, more specifically, we just got... this part isn't a rumor. This part's verifiable and is happening. Sony just announced a mystery Marvel-related movie, October 18th. In October of 2021, so next year, we will be getting a mystery Marvel movie, being as we know that they only own Spider-Man and Spider-Man-related elements of the Marvel Universe, and there's a lot of rumors surrounding the development on a few projects, Kraven and Spider-Woman very specifically. Those two, according to the rumors, are the furthest along in production. The rumors are now saying that that mystery date in October of 2021 is going to be Spider-Woman. Also, part of that is Secret Invasion is still rumored to be happening over on the Marvel side of things, and in the comic books, Spider-Woman is pretty key to the Secret Invasion. But that kind of also implies that Marvel and Sony are potentially going to be playing even more nice if there is a tie-in there as well. So this could be awesome. But we're moving on. Next, we are talking about Green Lantern. This is a real quick rumor. Rumor has it that the Green Lantern series that we know is going to HBO Max is going to revolve around the Sinestro War, or Sinestro Corps War. I forget exactly the terminology that I'm supposed to use when talking about the Sinestro War, but that is, again, rumored to be the point of that HBO Max series, which could be kind of awesome, not gonna lie. Then we're talking about Superman and Lois. This is potentially a spoiler. There was a quote-unquote leak that happened very recently. I don't know if I believe it, but it seems like there is a possibility it is true. So if you are super duper excited about this and you don't want, it feels like something that's going to happen very early in the pilot episode. If you don't want that spoiled, then you might want to skip forward a few seconds. But 3, 2, 1, Martha Kent apparently dies in the pilot episode, which would be then the motivation for Clark to become Superman, and then, you know, things happen. Kind of makes sense. If this is the way things are going, we know that the series is supposed to start after Jonathan Kent has already passed, so okay. But again, rumors, we don't know, we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Star Trek, and there's really, really so many rumors. If you watch Doomcock, then you know this already, because I think that's where most of the sources are citing their source is Doomcock. So if you watch that YouTube channel, then again, you might already know this. But we're just going to go over the TLDR, I think is the terminology. So we have basically everything boils down to CBS, the CBS All Access app is not doing super well, and they're blaming Star Trek for that. And very specifically, they're blaming Alex Kurtzman for that. So they want to fire Alex Kurtzman. They want to, there is a, reportedly not actually going to be a Section 31 series. That is just Alex Kurtzman trying to create buzz so that he can get funding to do his series. All Star Trek projects are in some state of limbo, save for the animated series, because those have yet to air, but they do have the proper funding to go to air, so we will at least see our first season of the two animated series we know are coming out. Again, there's a lot of stuff going on here. And then, on top of all of that, the CBS All Access app is reportedly going to be absorbed into a Viacom streaming app. So Viacom, the parent company of actually a lot of the TV you watch, is reportedly going to be launching a streaming app, and they will be making that official announcement at the end of this month, and that app will absorb all of the CBS All Access content. So there you go. Next, we're moving over to Titans Season 3. This is another quickie. We have Roy Harper, who is Speedy, Lex Luthor, Barbara Gordon, who is Oracle or Batgirl, depending on which way they go with it, are all rumored to be in Season 3 of Titans. There's a couple other things attached to it, but it was more noise than actual rumor, so we're just going with the verifiable rumors, I guess you could say. The rumor I'm getting from multiple sources. There you go. How about that? So that's that. Next, we're moving over to Lucasfilm. We have a rumor that Poe Dameron is going to be getting his very own movie, not series. He will be getting his very own movie in the Star Wars universe, much like we got Solo, a Star Wars movie. Now, apparently, we're going to get Poe Dameron, a Star Wars movie. This is reportedly, if it's true, is very, very early in pre-production, so it is still a long way out. But yeah, there you go. Next, we're talking about Home Alone. This is, I wasn't able to get this from a steady source, and this has not been announced from the company, the production company, Disney's, nothing has come out officially from this, but it is from a couple of higher up sources, so this might have more legs than I feel like it does. But Macaulay Culkin is rumored to be coming back, not for a secondary role. He'll be a tertiary character in this Lego sequel reboot thing. He will be the owner of a company called McAllister's Security, And that's the security company that the main family, the kid Max in this new movie, will, that their house will have McAllister security. So somehow he factors into that. There is word that he might not be the one to play his character. He might not be Kevin McAllister. They are reportedly also looking potentially to cast somebody else in that role, but I feel like that would be kind of suicide because people are already questioning whether or not this movie should exist. So if you outright snub the original actor, nobody's gonna watch it. But it's a rumor, so we don't know that that's actually going to happen. Next we have another Star Wars rumor. We have Lando Calrissian might be changing actors. So Donald Glover was not super happy, according to the rumor, was not super happy with the reception of Solo, and so is reticent to come back to that character. If he should change his mind about wanting to play Lando Calrissian going forward, then they need to find somebody else. And the rumor goes on to say that that somebody else might be Michael B. Jordan, which is a weird choice. I feel like those two are not the same caliber of actor, but that's just me, and it is just a rumor. So we're now on to our final rumor, and one of the ones that I'm more excited about, should it actually be a thing, but there is a rumor that we are going to be getting a reboot of Event Horizon. If the rumor is to be believed, then Paul W.S. Anderson has agreed to come back. I don't think a contract has been signed, but if he comes back, then there is talk that Mila Jovovich will also be coming to this reboot of this movie in some sort of lead role, because if you get one, you get the other. I don't know. But that is rumors for the episode, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today by going over to nerdylegion.com or checking out your favorite podcast platform of choice. If you choose to go to Nerdy Legion, there are plenty other podcasts for you to listen to that also dive into comics and comic culture. So check out nerdylegion.com, or if you want to get deeper into these specific nerdy bits, plus much more nerd news and other nerdy action, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.